Well, let's check some high school softball from last night. From the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Red Oak outscoring Kemper Catholic 12-10. Sioux City East defeating Harlan 11-7. Sergeant Bluff Luton 11-3 over Glenwood. Thomas Jefferson beat St. Albert 13-4. Wayne over Clarinda 10-0. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Coon Rapids Bayard over Woodbine 15-2. Glidden Ralston beat Arweva 15-5. Also from the Corner Conference, Essex falling to Mount Air 17-0. In boys baseball action yesterday from the Hawkeye 10, it was Harlan over Sioux City West 15-8. Kemper Catholic defeating Red Oak 10-1. Lewis Central beat Sioux City East 8-3. Denison over Thomas Jefferson 10-6. Western Iowa Conference tournament play yesterday in the semifinal round. It was Trainer edging AHSTW 3-0 and Tri-Center over Underwood 7-2. From the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Booyer Valley beating Cam 9-8. Coon Rapids Bayard over Woodbine 12-0. And Arweva beat Glidden Ralston 10-0. In the Corner Conference, West Harrison over Sydney 15-2 in yesterday's boys baseball play. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Adam Wainwright pitched into the seventh inning. Yadier Molina and Jed Jerko each drove in a couple of runs, and the St. Louis Cardinals held on to beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 4-3 last night. Wainwright limited the Diamondbacks to 2 runs and 8 hits over 6 1/3 innings, striking out 8 in that victory. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, San Francisco beat Colorado 5-3, Washington over Chicago 8-4, New York beat Miami 8-0, Cincinnati down Milwaukee 4-3, San Diego beat Atlanta 7-4. In interleague play, Philadelphia over Seattle 5-4, Pittsburgh beat Tampa Bay 6-2, the L.A. Angels over the L.A. Dodgers by a 3-2 final. Salvador Perez and Mike Moustakas hit consecutive homers during a 4-run fourth inning, and the Kansas City Royals went on to beat the Detroit Tigers 8-2 last night. Ian Kennedy allowed 2 runs and 5 hits over 7 innings for the Royals, earning his second victory in 3 starts. In other American League play, Toronto beat Baltimore 4-0, Minnesota over Boston 4-1, Cleveland topping Texas 5-3, New York beat Chicago 12-3, Houston over Oakland 11-8. In the Pacific Coast League, it was New Orleans over Iowa 6-4 in yesterday's action. One of the Chicago Cubs World Series heroes is leaving the club just 8 months after helping them win their first championship in 108 years. Catcher Miguel Montero has been designated for assignment following a rough start to the season and his public criticism of a teammate. The move comes one day after he blamed pitcher Jake Arrieta for allowing 7 stolen bases and a 6-1 loss to the Nationals in Washington. Montero said he called Arrieta to apologize and that the right-hander was totally cool about the situation. General Manager Jed Hoyer called the criticism a detriment to what we're trying to accomplish right now at this point in the season. Montero has thrown out just 1 of 31 potential base stealers this season while driving in only 8 runs in 44 games. He also owns a .286 batting average with 4 home runs. Elsewhere around the league, the Yankees' disabled list now includes Matt Holliday because of a viral infection. The designated hitter joins teammates Starlin Castro, Aaron Hicks, and Greg Bird on the disabled list. The 37-year-old Holliday is batting .262 with 15 homers and 47 RBIs in 68 games in his first season with the Yankees. Outfielder Michael Saunders is back with the Toronto Blue Jays organization after accepting a minor league contract. Saunders was an all-star with the Jays last season, but tailed off in the second half before signing a deal with the Philadelphia Phillies last winter. He was hitting .205 with 6 homers and 20 RBIs in 61 games with the Phillies before he was let go. Mariners left-hander Drew Smyly will undergo Tommy John surgery after being diagnosed with a torn ulnar collateral ligament. He'd been on the disabled list since opening day with a flexor strain in his left arm and had been rehabbing in the hopes of returning after the All-Star break. Robert Gsellman has become the 6th Mets starting pitcher to go on the disabled list this season. The Mets placed the right-hander on the 10-day DL with a strained left hamstring, and they recalled infielder Matt Reynolds from AAA Las Vegas. Reynolds is expected to join the Mets in time for tonight's game in Miami. Right-hander Phil Hughes has been activated from the 10-day disabled list by the Twins. The 31-year-old Hughes had been on the DL since complaining of a dead feeling in his pitching shoulder on May 21st. The White Sox have activated left-hander Carlos Rodon, who had been sidelined all season by bursitis in his left biceps. Rodon was penciled in as the number 2 starter behind Jose Quintana prior to the season opener. The Giants have placed closer Mark Melancon on the 10-day disabled list for the second time this season with a sore forearm. Melancon is 1-2 with a .435 earned run average and 11 saves in 15 chances this season after accepting a 4-year, $62 million contract last year. Well, the attendance at the College World Series was the highest in the 71-year history of the event. A total of 357,646 fans turned out for the 16 games at TD Ameritrade Park, and that surpasses the previous record of 353,378 for 16 games in 2015. This year's average attendance was 22,352. That was the highest since the record 24,392 in 2013. Tennessee transfer Alexa Middleton will play her final season at Iowa State. The Cyclones say the former McDonald's All-American will sit out next year under transfer rules and then play for the Cyclones in 2018-19. Middleton is a 5'9" guard. She averaged 4.9 points, 1.7 rebounds, and 1.6 assists per game in her career at Tennessee. In other college sports news, a University of Michigan wide receiver has pleaded guilty to resisting a police officer and misdemeanor assault and battery in connection with a confrontation outside an East Lansing bar last October. Grant Perry had been accused of improperly touching a woman, but prosecutors dropped two counts of misdemeanor criminal sexual conduct and an alcohol charge. Perry had been suspended but is back at the team workouts. Northwestern will host Notre Dame next season for the first time in over 40 years. The Wildcats say the Fighting Irish will play at Ryan Field on November 3rd of 2018. Northwestern has won each of the last two meetings between the programs, including a 43-40 overtime victory at Notre Dame in 2014. Well, James Harden is no longer the only all-star in the Houston Rockets' backcourt. The Rockets have acquired Chris Paul from the Clippers in a deal that sends seven players and a draft pick to Los Angeles. Houston parts with Patrick Beverley, Lou Williams, Sam Decker, Montrezl Harrell, Darren Hilliard, DeAndre Liggins, Kyle Wiltshire, a projected first-round pick next year, and cash considerations. Paul has averaged almost 19 points, 10 assists, and 4.5 rebounds, along with two steals per game over his 12-year career. The nine-time All-Star helped the Clippers reach the playoffs the last 6 years, but the team never advanced to the conference finals. That deal was announced right after the Rockets picked up Hilliard from Detroit and Liggins from Dallas for cash considerations. Also in the NBA, Phil Jackson is now a former president of the New York Knickerbockers. The Knicks have issued a statement saying the two sides mutually agreed to part company with 2 years remaining on Jackson's $60 million contract. Jackson took the job in March of 2014 and watched the club go 80-166 in his three full seasons at the helm. That stretch included a team-worst 17-65 mark in the 2014-15 season. The announcement comes days after Jackson reiterated his desire to move Carmelo Anthony and announced his willingness to hear trade offers for Kristaps Porzingis. And the Big Four of men's tennis were given the four highest seedings for Wimbledon, which begins next week. Top-ranked and defending champ Andy Murray is the number one seed, followed by Novak Djokovic, Roger Federer, and Rafael Nadal. Nadal and Djokovic are also in the top four of the ATP rankings, but Federer is number five. Stan Wawrinka is the fifth seed, despite his number three ranking. Angelique Kerber is number one on the women's side, followed by Simona Halep, Carolina Pliskova, and Elena Svitolina in the seedings. The tournament gets underway next week. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.